This is a recast of the 3100-word piece, The Best Small Plants for Smaller Ponds from Midwest Pond Features. This article is about the best plants to put in small ponds. Let's listen in.
That's right. So the article is all about small ponds and the best plants to put in them.
Right. Before we get into the plants, it's important to start with oxygenating plants. These are essential for any pond, no matter the size. They help keep water clear and also produce oxygen through photosynthesis.
Some great small oxygenating plants to consider are hornwort, water milfoil, and water lettuce.
Yes, those are all good options. Then we have marginal plants, which are plants that grow at the edge of a pond. They help to keep the water clean by absorbing excess nutrients and can add interest to the pond as well.
Some great small marginal plants for smaller ponds include arrowhead, sweet flag, and the water forget-me-not.
Absolutely, those are all really good choices. Then there are submerged plants, which grow entirely underwater. These provide food and oxygen for wildlife and help to keep the water clear by absorbing nutrients.
Good submerged plant options for a small pond include water lilies, parrot's feather, and water hyacinth.
Right? Those are great options. Then we have floating plants, which float on the top of the pond surface and provide shade, shelter, and food to wildlife, while also absorbing excess nutrients.
Examples of floating plants for a small pond include water lettuce, duckweed, and fairy moss.
Yes, those are all wonderful options. Now, if you have a container pond, there are some other unique plant options like Creeping Jenny, Creeping Charlie, and dwarf water lilies.
Of course, these will all depend on where your pond is situated in terms of light and shade. Marginal plants like Carex, Australian swamp stonecrop, and sweet flag do well in shade, while sun-loving plants like bladderwort, creeping primrose willow, and American lotus can thrive in full sun.
Exactly. And if you're looking for green foliage plants, small water ferns, water clover, and arrowhead can add lots of texture and interest without flowers, while flowering plants like dwarf cattails, pay-me water lily, and fanwort can bring lots of color to your pond.
Don't forget yellow plants, too, like marsh marigold or yellow flag iris, for that extra bit of cheer.
Right. And if your pond is especially tiny, you can find miniature plants like miniature water lilies or dwarf rushes to fit the space perfectly.
And for bigger ponds or wilder areas, you can add bog plants like marsh marigold or cardinal flower, which can be great for attracting wildlife too.
Absolutely. Now that you know the best small plants for small ponds, let's talk about tips for growing them.
Yes. First off, it's essential to make sure you choose the right type of plant for your specific pond environment, like light or shade levels. Then you'll want to give each plant enough space so they don't have to compete for nutrients.
You'll also want to make sure you fertilize your plants if needed and test the pH balance of your pond regularly to make sure it isn't changing too much or getting too acidic or too alkaline.
It's also important to make sure that your pond isn't overcrowded with too many plants, as this can actually be harmful for them as they compete for resources rather than helping each other out.
Right, and finally, make sure to give your plants enough light, but not too much. Some can be sensitive to excessive heat or direct sunlight, so be sure to check that before planting them in your pond.
Exactly.
Hornwort, or Ceratophyllum demersum, is a native aquatic plant that can reach up to 10 feet. It's perfect for small ponds, however, because it can be cut to size and has delicate green foliage. It's also an excellent oxygenator.
That's right. Another oxygenator is water starwort, or Calatrix stagnalis. It's small and delicate with leaves resembling stars and prefers to overgrow.
Then there's water crowfoot, or Ranunculus aquatilis, a fast-growing, native aquatic plant that produces small white flowers in the summer and has delicate, feathery foliage.
Yes, it's very ornamental, ideal for ponds. Another great ornamental plant is yellow flag iris, or Iris pseudocorus, a native plant that produces bright yellow flowers in the summer season. It can reach up to 3 feet tall and prefers shallow water.
Then there's marsh marigold, or Caltha palustris, a native plant that produces bright yellow flowers in the spring and can grow up to 12 inches tall. It prefers to thrive in shallow water.
And if you want something grass-like, rush or Juncus effusus is perfect. It grows up to 2 feet tall with dark green foliage and produces brown flower spikes in the summer. It likes to grow in moist soil at the water's edge.
Okay, let's move on to water violet, or Hotonia palustris, a delicate plant producing white or pink spring flowers with feathery, green foliage. It likes to grow in shallow water and is a great ornamental plant.
Then there's fanwort, or Cabomba caroliniana, another fast-growing plant with delicate green foliage that produces small white flowers in the summer. It likes to grow in deeper water. And don't forget about waterweed or Alodia canadensis, a fast-growing plant with bright green foliage that produces small white flowers in the summer and likes to grow in shallow water.
One of the prettiest plants for your pond is mini water lily or nymphaea. It produces stunning white or pink flowers that float on the water's surface and is perfect for smaller ponds.
And if you're looking for something unique, consider water hyacinth or Eichhornia crassipes. It has purple flowers and green, glossy leaves that float on the water's surface and provide shade and shelter for wildlife.
There's also duckweed or lemniminer, a small floating plant with small, oval-shaped leaves that dimples as both a great food source for wildlife and good at absorbing excess nutrients from the water.
Interesting. And then there's water lettuce or Pistis stratiotes, a floating plant with light green leaves that look like lettuce leaves and are easy to grow and can help to control the free green algae in your pond.
Blue-eyed grass or Sizurinchium bellum is another native plant producing small blue or purple flowers in the spring. It grows up to 12 inches long and likes to grow in moist soil at the water's edge.
Lastly, there's water hawthorn or Apennogen pistachios, a beautiful plant with delicate white flowers in the winter that grows in deeper water and adds interest to your container pond. And yellow flag iris again, which we mentioned earlier, produces bright yellow flowers in the summer and likes to grow in moist soil at the water's edge like marsh marigold and blue lobelia, which produces delicate blue flowers in the summer too.
Oh, and we can't forget about arrowhead or Sagittaria latifolia, a native plant that produces arrow-shaped leaves and white flowers, which likes to grow in shallow water.
Wow, that was quite the list.
It sure was. Let's get started.
The article talks about a range of plants that can be put into ponds of any size, such as cardinal flower, Japanese water iris, water lily, pitcher plant, creeping Jenny, sweet flag, water hawthorn, marsh marigold, water forget-me-not, and dwarf water lily.
Right. All of these plants can be grouped based on their growing conditions. For example, cardinal flower and pitcher plant like to grow in moist soil at the water's edge, while Japanese water iris and blue flag iris prefer shallow water.
Exactly. Moving on, the article also mentions plants that have yellow flowers, such as yellow flag iris, marsh marigold, water forget-me-not, and dwarf water lily. It's important to note that these plants need to be selected based on the size and conditions of your pond.
Definitely. When planting your pond in layers, it's important to have tall plants at the back and short plants at the front. Additionally, containers can help control larger plants' growth or create a mini pond in a small space.
That's true. Lastly, the article touches on the importance of maintaining your pond plants by pruning, fertilizing, and cleaning them, but be careful not to over-fertilize.
That's right. With proper care and attention, your small pond can become a natural paradise that brings joy and relaxation to your outdoor space.
Great advice.